two recent projects I was involved with in the last month, one in Nicaragua. I use the example of potatoes. Potatoes were typically not grown but have a high potential as an off-season crop, but that only works if they have better seed and a more secure market. So what we're doing there through a project funded by the Dutch government is working with improved seed and fertilizer, working with building the organizational capacity of the producer organizations, some of which are cooperative, some are set up as associations, working with the quality and safety issues, raising productivity. They're linked with a commercial bank who's providing support, both managing the financing on behalf of the, in a relationship with the buyers. So it's basically a value chain approach, working through cooperatives and farmer associations in the potato sector. Another initiative we're heavily involved with, and this is working more on the macro level, there's a lot of interest in increasing investment. But how do you do so? Taking advantage of larger organizations, but in a way that's inclusive of the farmer organizations and cooperatives. There's an organization called Grow Africa. It's not a formal organization, but it's involving many, many private sector companies who make commitments. Governments are also involved. Commitments for investment. And FAO is part of this Grow Africa, partly through another initiative on agribusiness and agroindustry development. And our role is helping bring together the private sector investors and the governments and the needs of the small farmer organizations, looking at responsible investment principles and looking at and providing capacity toward helping the businesses understand the farmer organizations and the farmer organizations having capacity to work with the larger businesses.